We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sophie Vansaggi. It is Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. As of yesterday evening, the dining area at Newman Hall, a private certified student housing facility, is still displaying a red placard and is closed to their students and the public. Last week, a plan for revision was submitted by Upper Crust, the housing facility's dining service company, to the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, which was subsequently denied. It revised and resubmitted a new plan, which was accepted, and a compliance review meeting was scheduled and held yesterday evening. The dining hall will be inspected this morning under non-operational conditions. If proper conditions are met during this review meeting, a new placard will be issued and Newman Hall will be allowed to reopen its usual dining operations. As students wait for the conclusion of these review meetings and inspections, there will be local food trucks providing meal options for lunch and dinner, and they will still be allowing students to pick up university dining meal tickets. Next, we have some spooky and educational fun. With Halloween coming up, the Champaign County History Museum is hosting their annual Haunts and Legends Tour of the university this Thursday from 7 to 9:30 p.m. The Haunts and Legends Tour explores stories of oddities and ghostly appearances passed down from generation to generation. Starting at the quad side of the Illini Union, the tour highlights the spooky yet historical past of the English Building, Main Library, Lincoln Hall, and more. Tickets are $15 and can be found at champaigncountyhistory.org. Learn more about the eerie history of the university this Thursday with the Champaign County. For some local news, the City of Urbana held its City Council regular meeting located at the Urbana City Hall last night at 7 p.m. The mayoral appointment of Officer Michael Cervantes to Interim Deputy Chief of Police was the contentious topic of the night, with all seven people who spoke during public input using their time to condemn the decision. These condemnations come as a result of Cervantes being on the scene of a 2020 arrest, which many consider to be a, quote, case of police brutality, end quote. This was documented on multiple officer body cams that were later released on YouTube. In the footage, Cervantes can be seen rushing towards an unarmed Aaliyah Lewis, tackling her to the ground before she was punched in the head and kneed in the ribs by a fellow member of the Urbana Police Department. Cervantes has never issued a formal public apology for this. Cervantes' appointment was approved in a 4-2 vote. To learn more about the agenda at last night's meeting, please visit urbanail.gov. Finally, explore the arts and enjoy some laughs. Illinois Theater presents The Play That Goes Wrong starting tomorrow until Sunday, November 1st, at Colwell Playhouse in the Kranner Center. In this Play Within a Play production, the Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society travels all the way from the United Kingdom to put on a fascinating murder mystery, The Murder at Haversham Manor. From technical problems to an unconscious lead, this hilarious play is sure to go from bad to worst in the best way possible. The Oliver Award-winning comedy is for all ages, so don't wait to get tickets for this weekend. For tickets or more information, visit theater.illinois.edu. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sophie Vansaggi, Faith Routley, Sean Farnsley, and Kyler Bowie. From WPGU News, this has been Sophie Vansaggi.